Hi, everyone. I'm Beck. I'm from Perth, but my accent might not really sound Australian because I've been in missions for a while and the international accent. So if you're wondering, that's what it is. First off, I just want to honour Pete and his wife and this church for opening their doors to us and allowing us to stay here and even serve through painting the mural. It was amazing. We had a lot of fun. We even learned a lot as a for us as a team with our dynamics and how we work together. And yeah, God just was really moving and it was just really encouraging. And I want to say thank you for that. Yeah. Before coming up here, it's funny when Pete was talking about, anyone with anxiety or fear, I'm not someone who's confident in front of people. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And as Peter was talking about that, I was like, okay, God, I give it to you. freaking out. But, you know what? God is so worthy of this. And there's so many things that I could talk about of God's faithfulness in my life. Even this morning, I was just I'm one of those people that I think about too many things and I'm what do I share? And I go through it and everything like that. And then usually when I come up, it all goes and then Holy Spirit comes and he speaks through me. So yeah, basically Pete was just sharing with us about how he's been talking about heaven's ambassadors and how we are ambassadors of Christ and we are the ones that Christ speaks through, and that comes with our testimony of his faithfulness in our lives and how we can encourage and uplift one another in the church but then also outside of the church, and how he created us for community and he created us for family. And you can even see where the enemy comes in with that. And he loves to isolate and he loves to separate you from people that love and care about you. And so, yeah, I just got thinking about my life and where I came from. And so I'm just going to share a bit about my story and the things that happened in my life and seeing God's faithfulness and even just Christ's ambassadors in my life who even prayed for me on behalf of me, even when I was young and I didn't quite understand what was going on, and just God's hand on my life. But also I'm sure we can all relate that we go through a lot of struggles in our lives and things that happen that we have no control over, but God, he always comes through and he's always faithful. And it's even in the moment you might not see it, but you look back and you can always see God's faithfulness. And so, yeah, I'm going to start when I was born. I was born into a Christian home, but it was very broken. It still is very broken. But God is still working in amazing ways. My mom and my dad got married when they were in their early 20s, mid-20s. I think my mom was 21 and my dad was 26. They both came from, my mom came from a very, conservative, strict family. My grandmother, I love her, and God has brought so much healing and reconciling relationships. But she struggles with narcissism, and my mom, growing up in that, she was an extension of her mother, and she never had a voice, and she could never truly express herself or how she felt. There was a time where my mom broke her arm, and my grandmother was like, "It's not broken, stop crying." And she had to through that, a lot of emotional dissociation and not really knowing how to express herself. So she grew up with that, and through that, anxiety, depression, bipolar, she was diagnosed with bipolar. That all was birthed out of that. But still, God is still so faithful through all of those things. Anyway, my dad, he grew up in a missionary environment. My grandparents were pioneers in West Papua, not Papua New Guinea. And through that, my dad was he was born in Papua and he grew up there, and then they came to Australia. So I'm giving a background, but it really helps for the context of what I'm sharing. But basically, he actually was married before he met my mum to a pathological liar who said she was pregnant, but she's barren and she couldn't have kids. She was a prostitute, actually. My dad was completely blinded by it. God is still working my dad's life in amazing ways. But after that, after those things, both my mom and my dad met each other. And so they got married in Perth and actually flew to Queensland to get away from the crazy grandparents, actually. And through that had me and my brother, who are twins. this is crazy because when my dad was married previously, the lady said, oh, I'm pregnant with twins, but obviously she lied, but God was still faithful and boom, still had twins, which is crazy. Anyway, so yeah, long story short, my grandma was still had strong like ties with my mum, and in the end my mum ended up divorcing my dad, having a mental breakdown, and then taking us kids from Queensland back to Perth. And so my life was very much growing up in a lot of instability. My mum and my dad love the Lord and they're faithful to God, but even through brokenness we can sometimes misrepresent Christ. And so, oh man, God is so faithful though. Like growing up in that, my mum and my dad were still able to teach me about the love of Christ and who he is. Like, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That was something I just held on to. And my dad's mum, my grandma, who's dead now, love her to bits. She would pray for us every morning. And even my dad, he would pray for us. Like, he wakes up still to this day, 3 a.m. in the morning, praying for us. And I really see God's faithfulness in that, because as I grew up, abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse kind of was through my family, that me, my brother and my sister had to go through. And I think when I think back on it, I'm like, wow, I had every right to be angry at the church, to be angry at Christianity, to be angry at God because of how he was misrepresented. But still to this day, like, I never blamed God for the choices of my family and for people in my life. And I think that was God's hand on me. And even up until this time, like, I'm still going through healing and grieving processes, because actually my mum, she's been slowly cutting people off in her life because she believes she's the problem. And just last year after my birthday, she cut me and my sister off, and we were the last connection to the whole family. And it's hard when mental illness is in family and you're a Christian, things can get mixed up. God is still faithful, but there can be a lot of confusion that comes with that. But still, through all of that, I remember when I was kind of going back a bit, my mum saying, oh, when like you and your brother were born, even though like I was very unwell, I just really felt to baptize you and dedicate you to God and give you to God. And she was like, it was funny because I'm glad the nurse wasn't there, because I did have a mental breakdown and she probably would have thought I was drowning you kids or something, but didn't happen. Anyway, she baptized me and my brother and she's like, God, these are your children. I give them to you. And that even, like, that's so powerful, because when I think back on it, sorry, I see God's faithfulness. And like, God is still showing me his faithfulness through people in my life, like Christ's ambassadors, like my grandma, my dad, even through like not being able to fully represent Christ to like the best of like your ability, like God can still use that. And like, even being here today, I can 100% say like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. And if it wasn't for people covering me in prayer, doing things that represent Christ in my life, and it's incredible, and it still hits me because I'm still going through it. Like, I'm still going through grief. I'm still like hurting, but even in that, there's beauty. And just kind of like, you know, Peter's saying that he's been sharing about, you know, Jesus and the well and giving living water. Like, that's the one thing that has sustained me, is his living water. And it's the thing that keeps on giving. And it's the thing that's been enabling me to hold on. And even when you were talking about like Isaac and the well and digging a well, and it's like when circumstances come and when issues in your life come and try and fill that well again, like, not to give up, to keep digging that well and to keep drawing from Christ, because that's the only thing that sustains you. And that's the only thing that sustained me. And like, as the older I've been getting, like, there's been more revelation on that and more looking back and God showing me in areas where I thought I was alone, that he was there. And the more, it's like, yeah, the more you grow, the more you experience, the more God brings things back. And like, yeah, going through like remembering things in my childhood that I was dissociated from. I truly think, like, when you're emotionally dissociated from things, it's God's protection and grace. And when you're older and mature enough, like, little by little, God brings stuff in, but he's like, I'm with you, and he holds you, and he's like, I'm with you through this process. Sorry, I'm with you through this process. So I just want to encourage you guys, like, no matter, you know, what family you've been born into, you know, no matter, like, the hurt, the things that have been taken from you or boundaries that have been crossed, like, God is still greater than that. Like, I would actually never want to change what I have gone through because of the testimony it brings of God's faithfulness. And there's been opportunities where I've been able to talk to people who are going through similar things, who feel hopeless. And I'm able to be there and be like, actually, there is hope, and there is a God that loves you, and there is a God that wants relationship with you, and there is a God that actually can bring healing and who can bring restoration and who can actually guide you through those, like, those dark tunnels that, you know, you don't know where you're going, but there's his hand. He's just there. He's so accessible because of Jesus and what he did for us. So that's kind of... Wow. Well, I didn't actually expect to share all of that, but I guess, you know, God speaks, and I really hope this encourages you all. Like, no matter what happens in your life, keep digging those wells, keep drawing from that living water, because that's the only thing that can sustain you. And I can testify to that. Thank you, guys. Yeah.